Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
8:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Thanks for hanging out this morning. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. He did host Top 5 Tuesday today. If you want to get in on that conversation, it's happening at 9:29 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
So, you know, I do have a life of squid. I just wasn't prepared to tease.
Okay, let's do a tease before, since it's moments away. Tease it now.
Sean Payton took a jab at another team, and, well, the coach threw a haymaker.
We'll get to that in just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now, we're going to rewind to Raheem Morris's meeting with the press yesterday. He talked about a lot of the things that we've been curious about because there are a lot of questions now. The things have been going so well with the Falcons over the last couple games versus what it looked like before. And yesterday, he did talk about one of the things you and Mike were saying was going to be a huge issue with this Cardinals game was how they're going to be able to slow down Trey McBride. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, there's no one way to stop a guy that's that talented. The nicest way to say mind your business led is we did a number of different things to go cover him. You know, whether it was double teams, whether it was, you know, coverage, zone coverage, eyes, awareness. And at the time, some big time plays like Jesse made at the end. Sometimes a player just made a play. Jesse made a play at the end and big time play on his choice route. I was able to get in and get a knockdown pass. You know, came up later. Being able to help Caden on a pass to the end zone on a double move S type play. And to watch him come up, cover that kind of grass and make that play. Some of it was just awareness by the players, and some of it was awareness by the coaches, and then and some of it was scheme. And I thought the scheme was really well played for his skill set yesterday. It worked out well for us.
It's interesting because I was, you know, we did the video you posted, I think, on 99 The Game Twitter and then the Morning Shift Twitter account and Instagram and everything. And one person replied, and it was like, well, Devon Diablo shut him down. And I was like, no. Because the video is me talking about Jesse Bates shutting him down in that three-play sequence that Rod just mentioned, basically. And I went back a little bit this morning and watched, and, man, Devon Diablo did a phenomenal job on the very first play. He had a couple more instances where he covered. I saw Ronnie Harrison on him. Now, they use Trey McBride in a lot of different ways. Like, they'll use Trey McBride. They'll keep him in pass pro. In like some max protection type situations, not quite max protection, but where they'll leave him in, they'll use him to chip on his way out. And so I saw him chip an edge, and then Caden Ellis picked him up on that route that Rod was talking about, where Jesse came over and helped break it up. They Jesse was on him on the choice route, which was phenomenal. I mean, that is as football IQ of a play as you're ever going to make, that you saw a guy in coverage like Jesse made that play. So I think even saw D. Alford and I think maybe AJ, I want to say at times, just depending on where they, because they line him up everywhere. They line him up at receiver. They line him up in the slot a little bit, you know, outside in the slot at tight end. He essentially is really, he's their biggest offensive weapon right now. And it is a phenomenal job by Jeff Ulbrich. It's a phenomenal job by the guys in the back seven of kind of realizing it. And the guy was just on fire. The guy needs now 8 catches to break Zach Ertz's single season tight end catch record. And he came in off a 12 catch, 100 and something yard, 2 touchdown game. And you held him 4 for 27, and he was 50% catch rate. And his catch rate was much better than that coming into the game. So it's cool to hear him talk about. Obviously, coaches don't want to give up, though. That's why he's I love the comment, the nicest mind your own business lad, which is not a knock at D-Led, Orlando D-Led better from the AJC. It's more of, well, why would I tell you that? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's kind of not how it works.
Right.
We're never going to tell you everything. The only time we ever tell you answers is when you think you stop listening because you think we've given you the generic answer, but then we get into the actual why and you stop listening already, which Arthur Smith was the king of.
With the back-to-back wins that the Falcons now have, has your mind changed at all? Because I've seen some varying opinions. Has your mind changed at all with maybe some changes that need to happen down the line in the offseason? Are you still in the same mindset you were 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it's still the same mindset. I've never been as far right or as far left. I've stayed more center on what the team is and the coaching staff for the most part. I think that offensive change. I don't know who's the head coach here. I really don't. And next year, that's a Arthur Blank thing. I would tell you that the biggest factor in the head coaching decision would be the 5-game losing streak and the fact that you were eliminated from the playoffs, what, early December?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big deal. To not be playing meaningful football in the eyes of many. I mean, it's all meaningful to an extent, but to not have a chance at the postseason sitting at 6-9 while the division is being led at 8-7 and second place is at 7-8 is tough. I felt like the season was going to be judged on making the playoffs. Did you see Michael Penix grow? It's hard to say. Do I think he grew? Yeah. But could you really see it play out? Well, I saw it for a half and then he tore his knee. You know, why did the offense expand when Kirk came in? Well, I can tell you why, but that's an answer that Raheem is going to have to give when he meets with Arthur at the end of the season. Maybe they've already had that part of that meeting. So I just am not going to say, well, we won 2 straight. I never thought the team has ever at any point quit on this coaching staff, which some have said. I don't believe that. So I don't think as a totality, no, I didn't change. I know what I feel. I look at it differently, though, than other people because I'm not a fire the coach guy. Do I think you could make a case for Raheem being fired? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I think you could make a case for Raheem being brought back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a totality looking at it. I wonder what people think is going to change if you – air quote, blow it up. Because I hear that a lot, blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Clean house. Well, what do you think is going to change? Yeah, you're going to change front office and everything. And people go, well, there's a mindset there. Well, the mindset you're talking about spans over now 8 years. And you're telling me that it's an 8-year span. And this regime hasn't been there 8 years. So what do you think is going to get blown out? You know, it just, I get frustrated when I hear that kind of stuff because I think it's cliched. I think it's, well, I don't know what the problem is, so I'm going to say easy answer, blow it up or clean house. And that doesn't work. You're not going to fire sell, guys. You're not going to fire sell with Michael Penix here with Bijan and Drake. Like, you're not going to fire sell those guys. Those are elite players in the NFL. There's just a lot of lazy takes when it comes about for it. So I don't think, though, that changes. I think if whatever you told the head coach and the GM the goal was as the from ownership for the season, that was still the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't fall short. You know, I could understand if you if you lost a tiebreaker for the division title and, you know, you would split with Tampa and Carolina and swept New Orleans or whatever, you were right there into the end. But I think that is that comes into play. I don't think winning two games matters. I think they all matter, but I don't think he's saving his job by winning games. I think it was there was a goal set in place, and if you gave an and or, but to me, I could make the case for Raheem coming back simply because I don't want to completely flip over everything. Because the other lazy take, I know we got to get life screwed. The other lazy take I hear is, well, I would clean house, but you got to keep Ulbrich. Well, you're not just keeping the DC because you need to keep the entire defensive staff because they've all done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nate Oli has turned this defensive line around from what people think. It has to be. You can't just make a hair trigger decision on all of this because you don't know what you're going to be next year, and you want to bring in a coach next year with the possibility of a quarterback missing some time and not knowing what that is. And if you bring in a new coach, how is the goal for him any different than what it is for him right now? And so, what if he comes in and stinks it up? How do you justify keeping him? And now you're just going to go through a revolving door of coaches. Yeah. That's not how good organizations are ran. So I think the decision is a lot more complex than people think. And I'm okay with people wanting to fire everyone. That's fine. Everyone's entitled to it. I just think that if you fire everybody this year and you turn around and you look at you're at the same spot next year, how do you not justify doing the same thing? And then how do you not justify becoming a bad organization, just fires people every year, and that's what they are. And so you have to be – I think there has to be a lot more of a careful thought process put in than just, well, blow it up. Didn't work, blow it up. Because you're going to be here next year if you don't win either. So It's not so easy, is it, Dylan?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Look, I'm not a Sean Payton guy. Do I respect Sean Payton? I respect the fact that he's probably one of the best NFL coaches in the league right now. He's one of the best game day coaches in the league. I respect all that. But in my experiences with him, he's kind of a hateful human being, to put it nicely, put it mildly. You know, he made the choke sign of Devontae Freeman. He ran the score up on us back when he was a Saints coach. Now, he did yield to me in the tunnel last year when we played them, and that showed a little bit of growth on his part. But then he kind of goes out before the game at some point the week leading up to the Jaguars game last week. He called. He said, yeah, you know, Jacksonville's good. They're playing well for as a smaller market team. Now, you've been in Jacksonville. You lived there. You did radio there, right?
Yeah, I did.
Jacksonville's a cool town. It's It's got good sides, some bad sides.
It tries. They do everything right. It just doesn't work.
I'm a big fan of Jacksonville Beach.
Yeah.
Great area of town. Probably a little bit overpriced for being Jacksonville, but the great area of town.
Yeah.
Small market, though, is very, it's true. So, you know, after the game, Liam Cohen kind of, he threw shade at it. He was like, yeah, not bad for a small market team. And I love it. I love the fact that Liam Cohen shot right back. Just absolutely not gonna stand for that. You fight for your city. You fight for your team.
Yeah.
So Sean Payton kind of responded. And he was like, well, you know, it was actually a very complimentary thing for those guys. They're playing outstanding football. And it certainly came up because not enough of the country has seen how good those guys are playing. And he went on to say, you know, the point is, look, that was a good job by Lynn. He uses a rallying cry, obviously. And if you were listening to the press conference, the intention was strictly, hey, quietly, those guys are sitting there atop of the AFC and they're ready to win their division. And then he went on to blah, blah, blah. I spent 16 years at a small market talking about New Orleans. I don't think New Orleans and Jacksonville are the same.
It's very different.
You would agree. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One of which hosts the biggest parties for the world
right.
almost every weekend.
Right.
And the other's Jacksonville.
Exactly.
And it holds the world's largest outdoor cocktail party once a year. And they're not even going to have that the next 2 years because of renovations.
Yeah. Well, and when I was there, this is just a show. Like, it is small market. They were celebrating the 10,000th person to move downtown.
Wow.
How many people live downtown in Atlanta?
Yeah. Like
too many.
Like there was a celebration for the 10,000th person.
That is, that's wild.
I know. I was like, wait, where am I?
That's a crazy good story.
Get me back to Atlanta.
No kidding. You're like, I think downtown Woodstock has 10,000 people right? living in it. That is wild. But I like what Liam Cohen did. But Sean Payton was doing what Sean Payton does, which is be hateful. He's kind of a jerk. Kind of his thing. He lost, and so it gave Liam Cohen the opportunity to kind of pop him back. And Sean Payton is the type of guy that he wants to be the one that says something, and you take it. He doesn't like it when people pop back. That's a mentality, and that's his. And I'm not a fan of it, but kudos to Liam Cohen for not only getting Trevor Lawrence on the ball, getting Jacksonville probably in a playoff game, maybe a division title, but sticking it to Sean Payton because if anything Atlantans can come to agreement on, we don't like Sean Payton.
Shout out Duval.
And he learned how to say it right. Have you seen the videos? It's like a compare and contrast, like Duval. Yeah. Duval.
So bad. So bad. That's your first impression, man.
That was awful.
If it goes wrong, sometimes it takes a turn, they'll just use that against him.
Of course they will. Well, that is going to do it for us. For Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Bo, Dylan, Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas, Allie.
Wow. Enjoy the time with your families. I hope you get some rest, get to sleep in a little bit. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
put some ginger in your gingerbread cookies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.